Warning Signs by Stephen White. To Teachers. All women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No man does. That is his. Oscar Wilde, The Importance of Being Earnest. Warning Signs, Chapter 1. Hands nipple high, palms up toward the night sky, Bruce Collymore started talking before the cops were even out of their car. I almost didn't call you guys. I was thinking that it was all too much like the O.J. thing, don't you think? I mean, my dog didn't bark like that dog did, but I was walking my dog when I heard the scream. That's pretty close to the O.J. situation, isn't it? Anyway, that's why I almost didn't call. I'm still not sure I should have called. I haven't heard anything since that first scream. Right now, I think maybe it was nothing. That's what I'm beginning to think. Two Boulder cops had responded to the 911, a co-ed team. Both were young, handsome, and strong. The woman was a 5-year vet on the Boulder police force named Carrie Van Horn. She was a devout Christian who kept her religion to herself. She had once even confided to a girlfriend that she thought proselytizing should be a capital offense. She had dirty blonde hair and a friendly Scandinavian face that put people at ease even when she didn't want to put them at ease. Over the years, she had discovered that if she squinted like she was looking into the sun, people took her more seriously. She was the first out of the squad car and the first to speak to the man who apparently remembered way too much about the O.J. case. She tucked her long flashlight under her arm and grabbed a pen before she squinted up at him. The guy was at least 6'5", and said, "Your name, sir?" "Collymore, Bruce Collymore." He was wearing a ragged Middlebury College sweatshirt and an accommodating smile. "This is your house?" She gestured toward the home closest to where they were standing. J Street was high on the western edge of Boulder, in territory that the foothills of the Rockies...